Welcome to the Bill and Rookie After the Show podcast. It is 7 September 2021, and earlier today we were talking about cars, and I thought this was kind of a fun conversation, and I don't want to sound morbid or anything, but how many more cars do you think? We both talked about the cars that we've already had, and I've had a lot of them, you've had a lot of them. I wonder how many more I'll have. You know, I used to think that I was nearing like my last car, because I tended to keep cars
sure.
until they pretty much died. But I've broken out of that mold because, you know, for a while there, for the longest time, I hated having a car payment. Hated it. So as soon as I could get it paid off, the better. And then I would keep it as long as I could without having a payment, because that's the best. And now for the last, I've had a car payment now for the last, wow.
Well, maybe you ought to get out of car payments.
Probably 10 years.
If that's what you're going to do, maybe you ought to get out of car payments and get into a leasing program, and then you can change in and get new cars if you want and lease if you're going to have a car payment. It's a double-edged sword. I'm with you like that. I think we're getting a little off track, and we'll circle back to what I think your initial question is. How many more cars do you think we'll have before we die?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great thought. Can't wait to circle back to that when we get there. But you're right about the whole car payment. Having a car payment sucks.
Yeah. Everybody would agree.
And there's times where I've gone in and I've paid off a car and you feel good about it, and 6 months later it craps the bed.
Yep.
And you're right back into getting another car, and you're in a car payment, and you're like, this is total BS. What did I do to deserve this? All right? But then when you're also talking about cars and you get them paid off and you just ride them into the ground. And that's how it used to be, which is kind of funny because, you know, you do that maybe in your 20s, 30s, and even into your 40s. And I kind of did that with the last car before I got the car that I had.
Yeah.
But then you get to a point and you go, for God's sakes, I'm 55 years old. I don't deserve to be riding around in this piece of crap.
Exactly.
I'm going to get something new. I'm an adult. It's embarrassing to roll into some place and have scratches or paint on the side of your car because you hit the garage, Mrs. Rookie, or whatever it may be. And you're like, why? I'm an adult. I don't have to drive this. Right.
Right. It's nice to drive something nice, that's for sure.
It is.
And it's very nice.
And real quick before you circle back, if I might add, and so we have a relatively new car, and it's quote-unquote luxury brand or what have you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've told you before, I've got a little buyer's remorse on it and so forth, because my other car that had 225,000 miles on it was running fine, and there was no need to really trade it in, except for, again, I'm 55 and I don't need to drive that. But so I still had a little bit of buyer's remorse from that, and then I'm thinking, you know, all these new vehicles come with almost all the same gizmos that, air quotes, luxury brands have, right? Heated seats and all this stuff and whatnot.
Right.
So I'm like, really, did I need to buy this vehicle? But then when I went out to Colorado and I was taking care of my father, I had to rent a vehicle. And I rented a Chevy Malibu. Nice enough car. It was new.
Yeah.
It was clean. Had all the gizmos in it. But I'm driving it. It was loud. And it wasn't nearly as comfortable as my current luxury brand.
Really?
So I'm like, you know what? As I'm driving this thing, I'm going, this is a nice car. 20 years ago, I'd have been more than happy to have this. But you know what? I'm 55. I don't need to do this. I can have a nice car. So my point being that I came home and I told Mrs. Rookie that when I got home, I have less buyer's remorse now, because I could tell the seat comfort and the ride and the quietness of the car that I'm currently driving now as opposed to what would be a very fine car for under any other circumstances.
Yeah, so there's the difference. And there is a difference.
There's a big time difference.
That's good. That's good.
Right.
I remember doing a remote at one of the car dealerships.
That's a live broadcast for you people that don't know the terminology.
Where they were, you know, where they sell Cadillacs, and they were selling the, you know, current model of the same car that I had. Mine was probably 5 or 6 years old. And I'm like, man, I want to upgrade. They got more bells and whistles in the new ones. But I drove the new one, the brand new one. And I'm like, this one is not any better than the one I'm driving. In fact, I kind of like the one I'm driving better, because it's, you know, whatever, for whatever reason.
Sure.
So that made me feel good. So I understand the thought process there. But what I was thinking about earlier was, you know, I don't know how many more years I have left of driving, but...
For crying out loud, you're 53.
Well, still. You know, 30 years is nothing.
For you, that's another
years?
Four cars, maybe.
Maybe. How many?
Well, here, I...
Do you think... All right, let's
okay.
Just put it different. Do you think that in your lifetime, or maybe even soon, how do you feel about electric cars? Will you have an electric car at some point, do you think?
Which is another great question. Because if electric cars... Because, again, 15 years ago, I was all about gas mileage. I'm pennies, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Now I'm about, look, I want what I want. I want what, if it happens to guzzle gas, I'm sorry for all you tree huggers out there. I care about the environment and all that stuff as well. I recycle and do what I can, but I'm getting what I want to get.
I'm drawing the line.
But, well,
the,
I'm getting up to
the gasoline.
It kind of goes back to the thing. I'm getting what I want. You know, again, 20 years ago,
okay, when let's I, say when what I, the when car I, you wanted is available in both.
I would consider it for sure.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, my next vehicle, and it's coming soon, and you know this, I've talked about it, it's going to be a Jeep Wrangler. I had two Wranglers before. I traded in my last Wrangler because when we found out we were going to have twins, having a Jeep Wrangler wasn't practical. It was a two-door, and they didn't make the four-door Wranglers at the time. And so I got rid of it. I've always been a Jeep guy. I love the Jeep Wrangler. And that's going to be my next car within the next couple of years. I'll probably hold on to that until it dies in, if it goes on to, if you're asking about how many more cars we're going to have before we kick the bucket, which, man, that's a great conversation. But again, that's my ultimate vehicle. That's what I want. And so I'll hold on to that one
okay.
for a long time. But, yeah, I would certainly consider a battery-operated vehicle
yeah,
if they
I
had
think,
it in what I wanted.
Yep.
But like I said, 20 years ago, I probably would have considered a battery-operated vehicle over what I wanted just because, again, trying to save dollars. But I think as you get older, you want to, you know, I deserve it. I've worked hard, whatever your excuse may be, and I'm going to treat myself.
Of, right, exactly. What's the point, in, you know, of, yeah.
Doing all this through life.
Once,
right? What's the point in working hard and doing all this stuff if you don't get, you know, if you don't treat yourself?
And I'm not, and yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all for electric cars, and I would definitely get one. I think I will have one at some point in my life, and not right now. Because they're still not as readily available, although they're getting more and more common. But this country needs to go a long way before it's able to hold or are able to sell as many electric cars. I mean, you ever seen a charging station on the highway?
I've seen one charging station, and I think it might have been on our trip through South Dakota where they had a bank of like five or six chargers, and that was about it. That's the one time. I don't remember where it was.
I was just recently on the road down to South Carolina. I didn't see it on the road, but at the hotel I stayed in, there was a charging station at the hotel.
Interesting.
There was three or four different parking spaces mm-hmm. that were solely dedicated to electric cars, and they had two different types because apparently there's a...
That's the biggest
there's
problem.
A different type.
You got to come up with something universal.
Yeah, you would think so.
But they won't.
Yeah, it's just like Apple with all its proprietary stuff.
Right. That's the biggest thing, though, of like going all electric is having the charging stations, and if it's not universal, can you imagine being a place that you got to put in seven different?
Yeah, right.
And then if
they're going to make all these adapters and all this
right.
stuff, but
and
why?
Then,
why can't you just come up with
one universal? If you want to go that direction, but anyway.
Yeah, but it's fun. Everybody has cars. We need them. I did live for a while without one, and it was just fine, but you can't do that in most places in the world.
So I said, you know, my thing is my want vehicle is a Jeep Wrangler, and I'll get that here in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
When the kids start driving, the plan is to pass down one of the vehicles for them to share, and then I'm going to get the vehicle that I want. Are you driving the vehicle that you want, or what would you want?
Yeah, I got
be?
No problem, but you know that I've been looking at convertibles. I want to buy a convertible
mm-hmm.
just for the summertime. I wouldn't drive it in the winter because I have all-wheel drive right now, and I don't think there's anything better than that in the wintertime. That's the best.
Right.
So I'm looking at convertibles. I want one, and I'm going to get one.
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, when I went back the 1975 Corvette had T-tops. I had the Z24 that we were talking about earlier on the show. That was the convertible. The Jeeps, the tops go down. That's where it at. I love it. I was always like, I'll never get something again where the top doesn't go down. And you try to simulate that if you have to. If you don't get a convertible, you try to simulate that with a moonroof or a sunroof, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It ain't got the same effect.
Sunroof and all the windows open, which I do all the time.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's not the same. And I've never owned a convertible, but that's going to change here by next spring.
Next summer day, man. They're the best.
The best. All right. Well, I can dream about it because today's not convertible weather by any means. It's raining outside, but it'll be back, I'm sure. We got to go. Have a great time. Listen to the show every day, Monday through Friday. It starts at 6 a.m., the Bill and Rookie Experience, right here on The Fan.